out their showroom just east of 141, right next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester, or CallierandThompson.com. Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
Hey, Eddie, I hear people say all the time that your restaurant is the best restaurant on the Illinois side.
Well, I like to think that your restaurant is the best on the Missouri side.
Well, there's no doubt about that, but they keep saying yours is the best on the Illinois side.
I think yours is better.
Whose is the best, Eddie? Yours or mine?
I think it's yours.
There's no doubt about it. So you're saying that my restaurant's the best, and I'm saying that yours is the best?
I think that's what we're saying.
Well, then I'm agreeing with you.
So now I'm finally right?
No, not really. If you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air or go to FastEddiesBonAir.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot. These are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
you treat me nice and I'll treat you nice. If you treat me mean and I'll ignore you.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Right, let's see how old everybody is in the room. Who's this?
Hallelujah.
Man, I'm out.
Oh, you're out. Yeah, you weren't.
I've heard it, but yeah, I don't know who it is.
Arthur Godfrey.
Yeah.
Now, Peon's thinking, who's Arthur Godfrey?
Yes, I am.
I don't.
Hallelujah.
When did he die?
Oh, a long time ago.
Because I don't remember ever hearing him or anything like that. I know the name.
He was the biggest thing in radio when radio was a big thing.
Oh, okay.
He was huge.
Before TV, when you used to have to listen to the radio?
Before TV?
Well, really. Before most people had TVs. And then he crossed over into TV and had a TV show and fired a guy live on the air on his TV show. Julius LaRosa was his name. He fired him on the air.
Wow.
Oh, it was brutal.
What'd he do? What'd Julius do?
I need to go back and check. I don't remember. But Julius was a singer on the show. Sort of like Jack Benny had, Daly. What was his name? Who was the tenor on Jack Benny?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on. I know this.
Was his last name Daly? All I remember is Rochester.
Rochester, Don Wilson, and that young tenor. So Arthur Godfrey had a singer, Julius LaRosa. And I'm not sure what it was that made him mad, if he was a day late for vacation or what, but right in front of everybody, he fires this guy. And I remember going back and watching the old video of it. It was pretty brutal. Speaking of brutal, first of all, welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's May already.
It's a hot one today.
I'm listening this morning. It is.
Dennis Day.
I said Daly. I was close. Dennis Day. And that's why the phones are ringing, so thank you, everybody. We have our answer. I'm listening this morning. I listen two times in the day. I listen when I'm shaving and brushing my teeth, you know, that kind of thing. And then in the car on the way here. And this morning, I'm listening to McGill. And he tore this young girl up on Channel 5. Now, for anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, there's a her name is something like, see if you find
it's Julie Tristan.
Julie Tristan. She does Show Me St. Louis, which I don't watch, haven't watched for 10 years.
Well, it's on, I think, while we're on.
Could be.
She was a traffic person
okay.
for several years here.
Well, he proceeds to just tear her up. And I so after I heard him, I was curious. I thought, I have to see this report. She had done this report at Six Flags with David Freeze, and it was the ride called Mr. Freeze or something. And so it was to promote Mr. Freeze with David Freeze. And she's not the only reporter. I know that goofy Timmy Zell, who he is the single reason I cannot watch Channel 2 in the morning. Sorry, Tim, you may be the nicest guy in the world. I can't watch that stuff. So McGraw starts in on this girl, and I couldn't help it. I had to see what he was talking about. So I went to Channel 5's website and I pulled up the video.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's making its way across the country on several different websites as one of the worst pieces of journalism in the history.
It was on Yahoo's front page.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
It was on Yahoo's front page?
Yeah, it's one of those stories.
And how did they position it? Did they say journalism?
I've seen awkward, I think.
Yeah.
Awkward journalism?
Yeah.
I don't even
As
know
if
the story.
He was awkward.
Well, he did look a little
it said something about lovelorn or lovesick.
Well, look, did you see it?
No, I didn't.
All it is two young chicks.
I didn't know it was our gal.
It's two chicks. One of them is this Julie, and they're just slobbering all over themselves over David Freeze. Now, first of all, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that I've ever seen. I don't know why it's really that big a deal or why people are trying to burn her at the stake over this. She's a young, inexperienced, low-paid cub cadet reporter. She's a Show Me St. Louis reporter.
They're not a hard-hitting journalist.
They don't want somebody...
Video fluff, mostly.
They're not looking to hire Diane Sawyer.
Right.
The budget is, I'm sure, small. She is what she is. She's not a seasoned reporter. She's a kid. And so she gets on there with this other girlfriend of hers, and they're goo-goo-ga-ga over David Freeze. They're doing exactly what most young girls their age would do if they bumped into David Freeze somewhere. They just happened to be doing an interview.
And David's
it's not
just
60
coming.
Minutes.
David's just coming to his own recently, so he's not really used to, you know the things you have to put up here. All these women gushing all over
He's uncomfortable.
He's uncomfortable.
Not like we are.
Right, he's
but
not
he
used
handled
to
it. He handled it well.
Right.
It wasn't really about him.
No.
But McGill, and I like McGill okay. I do, and I like his show. I think he works really hard at it. But I got to tell you, I'm siding. I'm going to stand up for her, just because I watched it a couple of times, and all I took away from it was it's Show Me St. Louis. It's not Dateline, all right, or Nightline, or 60 Minutes. It's a fluff piece that I guess some housewives watch. She's not supposed to be a great reporter. She's just. You know, it looked like a high school girl had won a contest in a drawing, and whoever wins gets to interview David Freeze. She literally does not look like she belongs on television as a reporter.
I think she's about 30.
She's 30?
I have to guess. Well, she started doing traffic about 10 years ago.
Whoa, I would never have guessed she was 30.
27, 28?
Well, she comes off like somebody right out of high school. Are just
Giggly.
Still going to some broadcast course and has a part-time job or won a contest. Now, I'm not saying that to slam her. I'm just saying that's what she is.
I think I'd be giggly.
It was kind of funny because they're hitting on this guy, and I know he kept saying, well, if you reversed it and some male reporter hit on a female like that...
Oh, of course.
Well,
I
don't know that I even agree with that because, look, I've interviewed over the years really gorgeous, good-looking people, and if they're fairly famous, I go, man, I'll dump my wife for you in a second. I have done the same thing. I just hit on them. So what?
And like you said, it wasn't a sports-related, like, major interview.
No.
It was
it's a fluff
TV
piece.
Afternoon.
It's a roller coaster piece.
Yeah.
So, Julie... just take it in stride. It goes with the territory. The only other thing I would say to her, and I'm not sure yet if this is good or bad, she's received more attention and more national FaceTime than reporters who've been on TV in this town for 20 years. All of a sudden, she's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now the only reason that's a bad thing is if it continues to portray her in the light of being an idiot, it won't do her.
Nobody in New York or L.A. are going to
want to call. But it could lead to sitting down on the couch on The Tonight Show. It could Letterman could.
Yeah.
This is
right.
The kind of thing
yep.
that leads
and
to
somebody
that.
Somebody could like her look and think they could train her.
And that's where the rest is up to her. If this opens another door and she plays it right and she comes off right, it could lead to another job. The best thing she could do would be, yes, after it was over and I watched it, I looked like a high school giddy teenager who won a con. If she plays it that way and doesn't try too hard to defend it, I think she'll be fine. But
I have to watch this.
Oh no, you have to see it. I kind of enjoyed it. I imagined myself being David Freese, and I thought, what would it be like? What would it be like to have chicks just falling all over the?
We have that though when we leave here.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know what? What am I thinking?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot. We're kind of like
every day.
We have to leave out the back, door.
Yeah, we have to go out a special back hall, secret hall.
We can't
even go out the main door.
That's crazy.
I want to thank a listener, Craig. Thank you very much. Craig sent me some old ads. Boy, these are so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Old yellowed parchment looking newspaper. Here's a big newspaper ad for EJ Corvette.
I used to get all my 45s.
Oh, my goodness.
Your 45 double D bras?
No, 45 records.
Oh.
I think at one point there were three for a dollar.
Wow.
Check this out. EJ Corvette, 2 days only, Monday and Tuesday. Now, this is an actual ad. I don't know. Man, I wish there was a date on this thing. There's no date. I'm going to guess 60s, mid-60s. Men's casual shoes, $2.99.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Cool canvas, hop sack, mesh oxfords, and slip-ons, some rubber soles, $2.99.
You know what would be funny?
Men's swim trunks, two pairs for $5.
Wow.
It would be funny, all those stores that say they'll match any competitor's price. Take that ad in there.
EJ Corvettes, where's that?
How about this?
Just cut the EJ Corvette part off.
Boys' long-sleeve shirts, $0.99. Girls' polo shirts, $0.88. Girls' Jamaica shorts. What are Jamaica shorts? What does that mean?
I don't know. Maybe they're the longer
like
ones.
Maybe plaid or something.
Are those capri? Were those
kind of like boardwalk shorts?
88 cents.
Whoa.
Mrs. Pantyhose. Is that a size?
Mrs. Yeah.
What size is that?
Mrs. size.
Big girl, like, little girl?
No.
Bigger.
6, 8, 10, 12, large, medium.
Average. Okay.
Yeah, it's just not junior.
Pantyhose, 88 cents. Mrs. Coffee Coats. I don't know what a coffee coat is, but it says it has a gripper front, two large pockets, permanent press.
Gripper.
Avril rayon cotton in perk up colors.
Perk up.
Now this is a coat.
$2.99. Wow. What the heck's a gripper front?
I have no idea. Mrs. Boy, they're really big on this Mrs. size. Mrs. White push up bras. Polyester, lycra, dacron, spandex, acetate, nylon, lace cups, removable pads from 32, 36A and B, $1.99.
Mm. Well, Mrs. is just everything that's not juniors or kids.
Yeah, it's all women, adult women sizes.
Right, what's smaller than Mrs.?
A junior.
Junior? And then what's bigger?
Women's large. I can't think of what they call it.
Man, women's clothing, the sizing is just
plus size.
Ridiculous. Special purchase, EJ Corvette, men's permanent press, slacks, and jeans. Slacks and jeans. Check this out. A pair of jeans, $2.99.
Whoa.
No wonder we shop there.
Oh, man. Dress or Western jeans.
Well, what's on the back there? An 8-piece dinette set?
That's all furniture.
For $69?
Oh, yeah. This is Biederman's. On the other page, Biederman's Furniture.
Oh, I remember a Biederman's Furniture. I remember
check,
the name.
Check this out. Here's a 10-piece dinette set, $89.95.
Oh, you can't even buy a chair for that.
Here's a... Now, here's another thing. He sent me a Heritage House ad. Heritage House Smorgasbord. All you can eat... 6 entrees daily, fried chicken, big variety of fresh, crisp salads, vegetables, potatoes, rolls, butter, all you can eat, $1.97.
Whoa! Wasn't like a Pope's cafeteria. That wasn't a buffet, but that was like a sit-down, right?
Well, there was buffet, there was cafeteria, and there was smorgasbord. I'm not sure. I know that a cafeteria, you can't just go back and get, you know, as much as you want. You walk right through and they serve you. Yeah. You can't go back and help yourself. Smorgasbord and buffet, I think, are the same thing.
I do, too.
I think they're the same. So this is smorgasbord. This means, and it says, all you can eat.
Mm. Where was that? Does it have an address?
Yeah. Heritage House was on North Lindbergh.
Nobody was fat back then.
Three quarters of a mile north of Northwest Plaza.
Wow.
Banquet rooms available for up to 300 people. Open July 4th. Open 7 days a week. Oh, children, all you can eat, 89 cents. If you've got a fat kid, you've got a great big fat 300-pound 8-year-old, take him in there to Heritage. Well, you can't anymore because they're not open anymore. It's funny, up in the left corner it says the Ben Franklin Heritage House. I never heard it called the Ben Franklin here, but I guess that's the full name of it. It says, we serve smorgasbord only, every day, one low price, $1.79.
Wow.
And then here, courtesy of Craig, is an article. Oh, 1969. 69 is the year. Hey, shut up! I'm sick of that! Why did they do that? And here's the ad from the United Press International. Tony Bennett signs lifetime Vegas contract. Singer Tony Bennett signed a lifetime contract with Caesars Palace Hotel on the Strip last Saturday, the first such contract ever negotiated in the entertainment history of this gambling resort. The agreement gave the gambling spa exclusive rights to Bennett's services in Las Vegas for the duration of his professional career. I don't think they ever expected Tony Bennett to live or sing this long.
Is he still there?
I have no idea.
But
it says lifetime contract. I'm assuming that's what it means. It says Bennett was the second star to appear at Caesars Palace when it opened in 1966 and has appeared at the resort every year since.
Mm.
Man, somebody there, they might still be cutting him checks. Mm-hmm. 80 whatever year. And then last, he sends me an ad from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet from 19, I assume the same year, 69. And it's a cartoon, and it's two witches, and they've got their witch hats, and one says, "Dearie, what a brew!" They're brewing like in the kettle. Boy, this is bad. And the other witch says, "Not half as good as what Londoff is brewing. 5 new tires on each okay used car."
5.
Yeah, 5 new tires
on
each okay used car. Let me read you that funny cartoon again. "Deary, what a brew. Not half as good as Londoff is brewing." Wow. And here's the, you know, what's it funny? Here's the Johnny Londoff telephone number. It's exactly the same. TE7-1800.
Temple.
Was that for?
Yeah, Temple 7.
Temple 7-1800.
Wow.
Washington, between Washington and Florissant Road, Highway 270 in Florissant. Oh, this is before 69 because it says on all 64 through... Okay, no, wait a minute. Used cars.
Yeah.
67, okay. 64 through 67, okay used cars.
Okay used cars.
So, Craig, thank you very much.
Wow.
That was fun.
So they were just okay.
Well, I remember the OK used car.
Really?
If you go by almost any Chevy dealer and they had a used car lot and it had a big OK, it's the same as what they call certified pre-owned now. It means they have checked it out and
it's
they
okay.
stamp
yeah.
of approval
it's okay.
and it's OK. Now, if you wanted a car that was better than just OK, wow. I don't know what to tell you. And then here's an ad out of a magazine from the Asphalt Institute telling people how great asphalt is. Isn't that one of now the causes of mesothelioma or some of that stuff?
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
It says asphalt pavement.
Yeah.
Yeah, asbestos.
New deep strength asphalt pavement. It outlasts every other kind of pavement, including the newest concretes. No porous slab to freeze and crumble. Hang on a second. Wait a minute. They say won't crumble. I've seen some asphalt streets that after the winter, they got potholes, cracks that are crumbling all over the place.
Yeah.
no brittle surface to crack, even under the heaviest traffic. This is smooth riding for generations to come. Modern asphalt pavements are engineered for maximum skid resistance, wet or dry. They cost less. They tax you less. Compared to concrete, deep-strength asphalt pavements provide more miles of wider road for less money. Now your state can provide you with the safest, smoothest riding, most durable roads ever built at a cost far lower than concrete. What are we supposed to do about this? As a reader, we don't buy the highways. It doesn't even tell you what to do, like call your congressman. It just says the Asphalt Institute, College Park, Maryland. So thank you, Craig. Fun to read old stuff. And on the back here, there's an ad for an Admiral refrigerator. And, of course, the big selling point, no defrosting.
Frost-free.
Does anybody remember defrosting refrigerators?
Yes.
What a mess. Big chunks of that white. And maybe she was lying to me, but my mother told me that was poison. That white ice.
Oh, yes.
Don't eat that. That's poison.
My grandma used to tell me that, too.
Uh-huh.
That is dirty, filthy, and it's poison. It'll kill you.
I would break off as it was melting off. Or did your grandma ever take like a vacuum cleaner and the warm air and try to defrost it with warm air to make it go faster? And then a piece would fall off, and I took it and I was going to bite it. Man, she knocked that out of my hand. What are you trying to do, kill yourself? That's poison.
I just remember water all over the place, though.
Oh, yeah. You had to catch it in everywhere. Big pans of water. No more. And then how about this before we break? The day that somebody decided we no longer needed metal ice cube trays. Remember those goofy? You pull the lever.
Shatter.
Was it that long ago?
They still have them. Though.
Yeah, they
you
still
pull
have
the
them.
Lever and half the cubes would break into five pieces.
Powder. Yes. Yeah.
And then somebody comes up with a plastic thing. You just twist it and they all pop right out.
Oh, your I'm not fingers kidding. Would stick to that metal because it was so...
Oh, yeah, it was like the kid with his tongue on the pole.
Yeah.
The first time I twisted a plastic ice cube tray, I thought, what next? This has got to be the greatest invention.
I just did that before I came in so I could have ice cubes.
Did you ever try to do it really fast so they would pop out? Because some of the cubes would pop out and see how high you could make them go.
Oh, sure. And then you pour Kool-Aid in them. You'd have Kool-Aid cubes. You'd pop those out. That's right. Welcome to Old Timer Talk. This is a segment we call Old Timer Talk. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to take your call. So please be patient and hang on. I'm sorry. I know you've been waiting, but we will get to you after we take a quick break. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. First Community Credit Union, thanks you for your business. I had a nice little piece of correspondence from Mr. Barks. He is the president of First Community Credit Union. Business is very good, and they want to make sure that we never forget to thank you for that, because a lot of that is due to the fact that there are people out there listening in radio land who think at some point, well, maybe there is something to this better way to bank and a better place to do it. Let's check it out. And they check it out, and sure enough, once they move their stuff over, their savings, their checking, their loans, they realize it is a better place to bank. That actually ought to be their slogan. I don't even know what their slogan is, but it ought to be a better place to bank, because it is. You're never going to really get what we mean by that until you join all of us. We all do our banking there. We invite you to do that. You could start it all off with a bag of popcorn, or two or three. I've taken three bags at once. I've never taken four. I have taken three. One time, I went in and walked out with three bags, but they're little bags. It's not like I'm...
You just tell them it's for somebody else. You're sharing.
Oh, they know. With me, they know better. they know better than that.
Yeah.
Start with a bag of popcorn. Grab some literature. Ask a couple of questions. Better yet, just go online and check them out and find out why the people who bank at First Community Credit Union have no desire to change and bank anywhere else. FirstCommunity.com.
With our first look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Tim?
You can tell them the bags are just big enough that I take them up in the airplane when I go to the bank.
Aww, that's nice.
Yeah. Let's see here. What do we have as traffic? Hey, northbound 255 near a little bit north of Moosette. We've got the right lane down as they do some road work there. So a little bit of slowdown as you go through. Westbound 40, that's starting to get a little bit heavy now west of Hampton through McCausland. Southbound 270 is busy now between Manchester and Doherty Ferry. We just had a report of an accident at Ladue and Claremont. And it looks like westbound 70 still running pretty good past the airport. A little bit slow, 79 through T.R. Hughes. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hallmark. This Mother's Day, tell your mom what she needs to hear with a Hallmark card. Walgreens makes it easy with great parking and short lines, and shopping simplified with Walgreens, there's a way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Reporting live from downtown St. Louis, Michael Goldie, KTRS News.
Keeping you connected to St. Louis,
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
And the world.
Christiana Monpour, ABC News, Tripoli, Libya.
Nick Schifrin, ABC News, Kabul.
The Big 550 KTRS.
David Blaustein, ABC News, Hollywood.
Reporting live from Sunset Hills, I'm Colin Jeffrey, KTRS News.
Depend on it.
Do you suffer from chronic pain? Have you tried everything but nothing seems to work? The P-STEM procedure may be your answer. After just one treatment, most patients describe a remarkable reduction in pain symptoms. Plus, there are no side effects that come from painkillers or impaired reactions. The P-STEM is FDA approved and provides reliable, safe, non-invasive, effective relief for painful conditions including back, neck, and joint pain, pain from arthritis, migraines, and even pain related to cancer. Call the St. Louis Spine and Orthopedic Surgery Center at 888-480-0231 to schedule your consultation today. Most major insurance plans are accepted, including Medicare. Cash payment options are also available. Don't suffer in silence any longer. Call 888-480-0231 today. That's 888-480-0231. End your pain today. 888-480-0231.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
Jim is 38, mortgage, married, three great kids. He wants to protect his family with a $500,000 term life insurance policy. What do you think it will cost him? $100 a month? $60? $40? Actually, none of the above. Jim is in excellent health and can get a 10-year $500,000 policy through SelectQuote for under $18 a month. Jim's wife, Deirdre, 36, and also in great health, can get a 10-year $500,000 policy for under $16 a month. See how much you can save.
For a free quote, call 1-800-600-6754. That's 1-800-600-6754. 1-800-600-6754. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Jim McMillan. You know, I've been a family man for a long time, and now I want to tell you about another family that I just love, and that's the Fertilome family. Fertilome is known across the country as one of the most complete families of products that goes to work on lawns and gardens every day. Tree foods, evergreen foods, lawn foods, weed killers, insecticides, fungicide, and the list goes on and on. Chances are that when you visit your favorite nursery, one of the first names you see is Fertilome, because your nurseryman is a pro and he knows there's always a cure for your lawn or garden problem somewhere in the Fertilome family. When you buy a Fertilome product, you buy years of testing in the industry, and many of those products are not found in any other line. So why not make Fertilome a member of your family today? So get the solution to your garden problems today with a Fertilome product. Fertilome, what a great family.
Imagine two identical cars.
One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
A penny saved, a dollar stretched. However you measure your hard-earned money, you'll find great value at Midas. From advanced engine diagnostics and major repairs to oil changes, brakes and tires, trust the experts at Midas to give you more. With service options that respect you and your budget, all under one convenient roof. Midas. Total car care. Total customer care.
Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. I don't remember liking homework in school or around the house. My friends at Allen Roofing and Siding would love doing your homework. Roofing, siding, gutters, and well, more homework. They've got the formula for success. The best products plus quality workmanship equals satisfied customers. Call Allen Roofing and Siding, 636-391-1117 in Missouri, 618-343-1117 in Illinois. Or visit them online at aroofing.net. I'm sure you'll give them straight A's.
Right now at Metro Electric, get a Toshiba A19 LED light bulb for just $8.90 when you buy four or more.
So why should you do this?
Well, the LED will save you over $150 in energy costs over the life of the bulb, over 40,000 hours. Compare that to the incandescent's 1,000-hour lifespan and think of the 40 bulbs you won't have to change. Turn to the experts at Metro Electric for all your LED energy solutions at the best price. Metro Electric, online at MetroElectricSupply.com. Serving St. Louis since 1967.
All right, off to the phones we go. First order of business, thank you, Steve, yesterday. Thank you, John, yesterday, for starting our bidding off on the place at the table for trivia night for St. Jude Children's Hospital. It's Window World's big trivia night they do once a year. Steve has an $1,100 bid. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. It's not over yet. It's May 19th. We still got time, so we're here. We'll take your bids. Let's go to the phones and talk to Phyllis, who should be right here. Hello, Phyllis. How are you?
Hi there. I wanted to tell you what a coffee coat was.
Okay.
Did you already hear the answer to this?
Nope.
It is like one of those dusters that our mother used to wear. They were usually made out of seersucker, some light material, and they had snaps down the front and two big pockets.
So it's a loose thing you wear around the house to have coffee with your neighbor.
My grandma wore those all the time.
Yes, Tina, that. Yeah, and you could wear that. You would consider yourself presentable until you could go get your clothes on, you know, kind of make the coffee and that sort of thing.
Hey, there was a time. There was a time. Just like if you watch the old footage of people in an audience, a studio audience, or going to the movies, guys wore ties and suits. Women would not go out of the house unless they were dressed up.
Oh, absolutely. Pearls on.
Yeah.
And earrings, and they were perfect.
Yeah.
So that's all I wanted to tell you. Have a good day.
Well, thank you, Phyllis. Now,
bye.
Now we know what a coffee coat is. Sandy is here. Hello, Sandy.
Hello. First off, I'm AM and the PM.
That's a good way to be.
And, you know, the difference between a smorgasbord and a buffet.
Okay.
A smorgasbord was a dress-up affair.
Really?
And the Ben Franklin, you know where the Holiday Inn is? Just north of Highway 70 on Lindbergh.
Right.
Okay, there was another motel. It was the Airport Hotel. And then just on the other side of it was the Ben Franklin. And the Ben Franklin, it was a hotel, and it was very nice nights.
You mean the restaurant?
So,
in the restaurant. I can remember going there as a little girl with my grandma, and you dressed up to go there. But then again, when we went out to eat, I remember you dressed up to go out to eat. You just didn't go in your blue jeans to go out to a restaurant.
But you know what? People dressed up to go everywhere. And women put on gloves, even in the summer. They wore gloves.
Oh, yes.
You watch,
oh, yes.
Watch Mad Men.
As a little girl, I can remember I had my lace gloves, and your purse had to match your shoes.
Of course.
And my daughter thinks I'm still old-fashioned, but I must have 20 purses at home because...
20? You're a godsend. You're the perfect woman. 20 purses? Are you kidding? That's all?
That's nothing.
Yeah. But my purses have got to match my shoes. And I'll go, wait a minute. I've changed shoes. I've got to change purses. And my husband's groaning at that point.
Women. Wow. Some things never change. But as speaking for all women, which I wish you would right now, aren't you glad, though, that you don't, every time you leave the house, have to wear gloves and, you know, pearls and all that stuff? That was a bit much.
Honestly, you know what? I kind of miss those days.
We need to split the difference. I see people.
I miss the days where a woman and a young lady dressed not to show off everything they had. They had mystique. And that's what caught the gentleman's eye. And guys, we really don't want to see your underwear.
And we don't want to see
pants up.
And we don't want to see your underarm hair. And here's the deal. We need to split the difference because we've gone too far. I saw a guy the other day. We went into a place and had a late breakfast. This guy walks in one of those sleeveless tank top deals. It was recut big arm holds, and his underarm hair was sticking out. I cannot stand that when a guy wears that in a restaurant.
And it's like, do you not have respect for yourself? Women, respect yourself. Men, respect the women you're with.
Listen to that.
Wow, yeah.
Thank you, Sandy. Here goes Sandy. It really was too much, though. Wearing a tie to go to the movies. Come on, I mean, a suit. Look at the audience. Have you ever seen the old footage of, like, the Ed Sullivan
Everybody's
show?
White shirt and tie.
Yeah, they get a
jacket.
Shot of the audience. Everybody's in. Every guy's got a suit on. No thanks. That's too much. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, can you imagine? Here's the Heritage House. Smorgasbord, $1.79.
Right.
Can you imagine that the senior management discussing pricing? Okay, $1.60. No, we need $1.89. $1.69.
Or our guy says
$1.49. Oh, $1.70.
Or one guy suggests $1.89. They go, what are you trying to drive business away?
Yeah,
you're not going to pay that kind of money.
Are you crazy?
Yeah. What do you think? Money grows on trees. Yeah.
But and also TE7. We called it Telegraph.
You know what? I think you're right. It was Telegraph 7.
Anyway,
Dan's wrong.
But folks, you know, that segment is always going to be popular because everybody loves nostalgia. And thanks for a good show again today.
Mark, thank you. Thank you for the call.
Cheers, bye.
I'm going with Mark because Dan is almost always wrong. He says it's not Temple, it's Telegraph 7, not Temple 7, 1800.
Telegraph.
Your response, Dan?
I always said Temple. We always said Temple. Everybody said Temple 8, Temple 7, Temple 1.
Okay, once again, I'm going with Mark.
Okay.
Just because I know Dan's track record, and he's usually wrong. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, this is Jim.
That's why I said hello, Jim.
Oh, hello, Frank. Dan's right, definitely. I call Temple... the temple number like about 4,000 times.
Hey, Jim, even if Dan is right, just drop it.
Okay, well, yeah. I went with a girl that lived in that area, and I call it, you know, 2,000 times or whatever, so it is temple.
Okay.
But to get back to going down down memory lane, in this case it'd be Motel Row, years ago, like you see the signs for Motel 6.
Sure.
And you see, you know, 39, even now by the airport, $39.99 and so forth.
Yeah.
That's how they actually got their name when they started out. The rooms were $6.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And also, the young lady who called a little while ago about going to the Ben Franklin or so with her, you know, with her grandma and so forth, and $2 a meal.
Right.
Well, in this case, the meals were like, say, $2 each. And the Ben Franklin, that was upper crust. The rooms were about $8 or $9.
That's what she said. She said it was high.
Yeah, it was about. Yeah, the rooms were about $8 or $9.
That's a suite.
Man.
That's right. And I used to go there with girls, but I never took grandma.
Well, what do you mean you went there with girls to have sex?
Dinner.
Oh, yes, yeah, dinner, right. Yeah, Tina, dinner, yeah. Anyway,
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So since grandma wasn't there, we'd stay for the whole night for like $13. She had a whole night, dinner and the motel.
Sounds to me like you were a sinner in your younger days.
I was a dirty boy.
All right.
Okay, thank you,
Jim. Bye-bye. We didn't We never took a vacation. The whole time I was a kid, we never really took a vacation. Our vacation, and I've said this before, was every year we drove to Akron, Ohio, the worst town in America, the dullest, dirtiest town, Akron, Ohio. What a horrible destination if you're a kid. So but we had, my dad got 2 weeks vacation, and that's how we used it, to go see my sickly, mentholatum smelling grandmother, whose house was filled with Vicks Vapor Rub, and it was horrible. But I remember we would drive 700 miles, and we'd drive, and my dad, I'll never forget that, we would be just dog tired, just let's stop. When you're a kid, you stopping at a motel is a big adventure.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a huge
oh,
event.
The smell
ice
of the hotel
machine.
Room.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. He would not. No, he'd go, no, we're not stopping there. I am going till I find a motel that's under $18. If it was 18 or more, he was not paying it. No, no room is worth more than $8. That's my limit. And, I mean, he'd drive till like 3 o'clock in the morning till we found a $12.95, you know, $13 room. And they were $12 rooms. Man, they were. They you're right. They had that smell.
Yeah, that hotel smell.
That's the only way you can describe it, is that cheap hotel smell. Let's go to Gene, then we'll take a break. Hello, Gene. How are you?
I'm doing all right. But you talk about vacations, just let me right into this. First of all, I am AMPM.
That's a good way to be. Hallelujah.
And second of all, I love you guys. You guys are great.
And we'll love you more.
Thank you. You remember back... a long time ago, when you went on vacation, and you told the story about when your son had an accident and
yes.
he left his underwear behind
The Drake Hotel in Chicago. I'll never forget it.
I laughed so hard, right? 2 days before you told that story, I was diagnosed with cancer, and they told me I had 5 years to live. But I'm telling you, I think you saved my life, because I laughed about that, and I laughed about it, and... this is the first time I've called you, but you were talking about old times, and I got to think about that, and I like,
how long ago, because that story, I first told that story, it was way over five years ago.
Oh, yeah.
How long have you proven them wrong? How long past 5 years have you gone?
11 years.
And where are you now? What do they say?
Whenever it comes back, they operate and take it out, because I refuse to get chemotherapy or radiation, so... They just operate and take it out, and I'm still going.
So maybe you've given us a new slogan. Large morning show in the afternoon, better than chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm. Wow. There you go.
Hey, you showed them.
That's not a guaranteed proven fact, but...
No, it's not scientific, but in this case, we have our testimonial here from Gene. Hey, Gene, I hope you're around for another 30, 40 years.
I'll be listening to you guys the whole time.
Keep fighting. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
How about this? Mm. You might live 5 years. Then he finds our show. Now, if we were scumbags, we would go on the road like evangelists and market this as a cancer cure. Mm-hmm. We take our show on the road, put up a tent, all cancer patients, come on in. And then we tell a couple of jokes and stories.
And you
go,
tell the Drake Hotel story.
I tell the Drake Hotel story, and I say, you are cancer-free.
How much does chemotherapy cost? We'll cut it in half. Yeah. Well, we'll give you.
You're cured.
Take whatever that costs, give us half, and have a long life. Maybe we're not above that. We'll think about it. Happy 70th birthday this year to Matheny Heating and Cooling. They have been around 70 years as of 2012, started in 1942.
They're coming to my house tomorrow morning.
That's a good story.
Thank you. We're going to have a tune-up and have them check the whole system out.
Here's a news flash for everybody. It's going to get real hot. It's going to get real hot. It's going to get miserable hot. See, heat here, in this part of the country, is more miserable heat because it's wet heat. That dry heat thing, there's something to that. When doctors tell people, move to Phoenix or move out west, move to New Mexico, dry heat, there's a lot to that. It's just a different heat. The heat in the Midwest is a miserable wet heat. From your house to your car, by the time you get in your car, you're soaked. You've sweat all over your clothes. It's miserable. So when you get home, you don't want to have to live in that kind of heat. You want that air conditioner working. We have your company, Matheny Heating and Cooling. 70 years they've been doing this, and they keep up with whatever the latest technology is. And believe me, I'm sure it has changed as much as the engines and cars have changed. The technology, the electronics, there's so much that you have to have your people keep up with, because every year I'm sure these systems, as they become more efficient, they also become more complicated, and you have to be trained to work on them. There are people who are trained to work on anything, any brand, any type, any size, residential, commercial, large, small, replacement. They'll replace the whole system if you need it. If you're in St. Louis or St. Charles counties, this is your heating and cooling company, Matheny Heating and Cooling. One last thing, don't forget to tell them your AM and the PM. They'll knock 15% off your first service call, and they'll also take 15% off their planned service agreement if you tell them your AM and the PM. 314-727-9000, Matheny Heating and Cooling.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. The highways really don't look that bad. We do have a couple incidents. We've got a disabled vehicle southbound 55 after Rivas. Also, they've just cleared a disabled vehicle on westbound 70 at Riverview, so all lanes are open there. They are working with another stall, looks like eastbound 270 at 170. Some stop-and-go traffic from McDonnell through 170 now. And this traffic report is brought to you by Hallmark. This Mother's Day, nothing tells your mom what she needs to hear better than a Hallmark card. And with great parking and short lines, Walgreens makes finding the perfect card easy. So pick up your Hallmark card today. Shopping simplified with Walgreens, there's a way. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
With all the extreme weather we've had over the past year, weather like tornado forced winds, extreme heat and hail, it all takes a toll on your roof. And your roof protects your entire home and everything in it, including your loved ones. FM Roofing can handle making sure your roof gives you all the protection you need. They specialize in dealing with storm damage. And FM Roofing will even handle all the dreaded paperwork in dealing with the insurance companies, which makes your life a whole lot easier. They are pros and deal with the insurance companies every day. And when bad weather hits, they provide 24-hour emergency service. Right now, you can get a free estimate on roof repair. FM Roofing is locally owned and operated and stands behind their work with a 100% guarantee. So in Illinois, call 618-628-1984. In Missouri, call 314-632-6723. Or go online at fmroofingexteriors.com.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
Iacovelli's deliciously succulent prime rib and baked potato special is just $7.99 tonight only.
At Iacovelli's.
In Florissant. A great place for great steaks at great prices. Prime rib with baked potato, just $7.99 tonight.
At Iacovelli's.
Dunn Road at Graham and 270. Online at iacovellis.com.